Real Estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich, who is here in the studio. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
Happy Mother's Day,
Happy
Tina.
Happy Mother's Day tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Yes, and,
did
Mason
you move
Dixon
in with your daughter yet?
We kind of encroaching on our daughter, yeah.
Yeah, that poor girl.
She has a beautiful farm out in Ganges.
Finally got her own place that mom and
so
dad move in.
It's so peaceful and quiet. No, she really enjoys it. She works a lot, so usually I'm around the farm. We have dogs, and we have a garden planted. So, there's
so
a
did
lot
you
of
move out
on.
Of the asylum completely?
We did. It completely closed
Congratulations.
Out. Congratulations! Thank you.
Have you been over to give the
nope.
new owners a loaf of bread or anything?
No. Oh,
a
well,
welcome gift?
Not yet, because they're diligently working on their short-term rental, because that's what they're going to do with it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So they've got people coming and going in and out of there right now.
Yeah. Rob Dog, did you get the sign down before?
Not yet.
Not yet, he says. They already closed, and now it's thievery.
Yeah, now it'd be
thievery.
Theft.
You could have got
it's a little too late.
No, it's not.
We could replica it.
Yes.
So the plan is you move in with your mother. The mother moves in with the daughter.
Yeah, we
on
moved
her
in
farm.
On our moved in on our daughter's farm, and we're in transition.
Phase one was making sure her daughter had a new house. Before,
right. Phase
before
one was
she
had to have
asylum.
The farm first. Right. That worked out so good. yeah. That we're all done with chapter one. So to be with the asylum, we're all done there, and Mark and I are in transition. He's still doing the Goody's home repair.
That means something different these days, by the way.
So, yeah, we're in transition.
So, are you going to tell the listeners what's up next?
Well, not yet, because we really don't have a full wrap-up on it. But we're working on things, and we should be able to, you know, come out with it, you know, in the next 30 days or
next
less.
Next 30 days? The next 30 days, big news?
Yeah, I would say so. In 30 days, we could release, you know,
is there still
going to
be
doing.
A show next month?
A show? A radio show?
Yeah, you know,
oh,
let's
yeah.
talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
Well,
if you travel, okay.
Regardless, we're going to have a show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't know if
the
she was going to be on it or if she's moving away, you know.
Let's talk real estate is definitely on for the year. This is, what, our third year?
This
right.
is our third year, yes.
Third year. So, yeah, no, uh-huh. we'll be here for the, definitely to the end of the year.
And I cannot believe.
Rob and I will renegotiate the contract for 2024.
Yes. Have it cost a little bit less for her.
Cost
since
of living.
Been,
right. Cost of living.
I was thinking
going
doing
up
some trading. And, I love
and,
to trade.
And a couple weeks ago, I found out how much they sold the asylum for. So.
Yeah.
The odds of the price going down are slim.
So, yeah, the Asylum Inn is all wrapped up. They kept the name, and, of course, they're running with a short-term rental yeah. there. So they're redoing it, and they're going to be ready, I think, by the end of the month, beginning of June.
Wow, that's yeah. just in time. So I can't believe in 3 years we have not talked about EIN numbers.
Yeah, that's what right. I was going to say. EIN numbers, what does that have to do with real estate?
Right. I thought that was a good one. EIN numbers, what is it? What's it stand for? You know, when would you use it? EIN numbers are your employment identification numbers. So when would you need an employment identification
when
number?
When you get an employee. Are you hiring an employee to
that's
work
when you
under
get
you?
Employees.
Well, let's just say that's not necessarily true, because let me say this. First annual RAM salute, we have to do a DBA. And we have
doing
to
doing business as.
Yeah, doing business as. Mm-hmm. We're going to do business as RAM salute. Mm-hmm. And we also have to have an EIN.
Why?
Yeah, a federal ID number.
Federal ID number.
Because nobody's yes. willing to put their Social Security number in the line. That's why.
Well, if you have to collect any money, yeah. probably
my
you, know,
social
you would
security
have to have
number
a,
is on it.
A number. So, yeah, an EIN number kind of came across my table, so I thought it was a good topic to talk about of how to get an EIN number. When you're incorporating your business, when you're forming a corporation, when you plan on having employees underneath you, you need to have an EIN number. And that really clears you on a lot of things to be able to get an EIN number. Not everybody can get one.
Really?
It's kind of like a federal check. So, yeah, yes. you have to put your Social Security number up there. But you can get an EIN number through LegalZoom. Now, of course, you can go through your attorney.
Mason Dixon with the
Did not turn my phone off.
Yes.
It was appropriate.
You can go through an attorney.
We apologize for the unprofessionalism.
That's okay. A little interruption.
There. It actually dinged right at the good spot, right when she says, you can get it from LegalZoom. And then it went ding. So,
LegalZoom.com. Wonderful place if you need some attorney work. And it's pretty much straight across the board of, you know, what you're looking for. It's great to use LegalZoom. Of course, there's some fees that go along with LegalZoom.
Right, of course.
But they have attorneys that help you get processed through an EIN number.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a great tool.
Why did you need it in real estate?
Well, an EIN number, you know, even though it's in real estate, your client may need an EIN number in a transition if you're putting that purchase in your corporation name or in your
name. So the asylum, they didn't buy the asylum, the corporation bought the asylum?
No, we had ended the corporation and everything with the asylum in. So these are new buyers that will step up and do their own thing. For another reason for the EIN number was for myself, because our new adventure is going to be...
Did you say adventure? Is it adventure
new
or
venture.
Adventure?
New venture.
She's starting a new business.
She's starting a new venture.
With employees. I bet you got Laura Russin out of retirement.
I'm going to have some employees. So I needed an EIN number, an employment identification number. And that actually will go on the new purchase agreement, and also, you know, the venture name, the corporation name. We're taking that next step. Again, that will come out later.
You're going to have a food truck? That's the other thing they had down there at the pavilion on Thursday. Can you believe that, Rob Dog?
Food trucks, yeah.
They invited food trucks in the downtown business area where we was talking about that, saying that they're not allowed downtown.
They're allowed now.
It was a one-night thing.
It's just a one-night thing? I thought they're going to be allowed now.
Oh, I'm not sure.
I thought you have to have a permit.
You have to have a permit,
just
I think,
for a garage sale if you wanted it for like a party or whatever.
Yeah, if you want to have a food truck at your party.
But otherwise, they can't be in the downtown.
So nobody can see it. All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more. Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
If you have branches hanging over your roof, or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Are you planning a painting project and don't know who to call? Decorator's Choice Painting Company is one of the most highly referred services along the lakeshore. Serving this area for over 20 years, we look forward to providing professional services for you. Call us today at 269-270-5785 or email us at decoratorschoicesh@gmail.com. Take a look at our work at decoratorschoicesh.com.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Hi, Tina Goodrich here with Jakeway Realtors, local to the South Haven community. I've been a full-time realtor for 16 years in Southwest Michigan. Let me put my years of knowledge to work for you. In today's market, you need a savvy realtor. Find me on Facebook or Instagram, or call me at 269-759-1076. Remember, when you think real estate, list with Tina.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich. We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich. Mason Dixon, and of course, the lovely Tina Goodrich here in the studio.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Butter you up. All right. So anything else to close out EIN numbers?
No, I just thought that was a great little topic to talk about. Maybe, you know, yourself is thinking about getting into business and you may need to incorporate and you may need an EIN number. And you don't always have to go to an attorney to get one. You can do the LegalZoom, which again will cost you a little bit of money, but it's a little bit less than an attorney.
So what are realtors considered? Because you're under a broker, but you got your own business, and are you corporated or are you just a sole proprietor? I can't say that.
Well, thank you. You know, as a realtor, we're self-employed, but as this is a business venture, so this would be something outside of the real estate. You know, myself have always been an entrepreneur. If most locals know me, I remember me starting Cheyenne's Closet and Java Joe's. And then we moved into doing the asylum. And of course, that's been for the last 22 years.
Yeah.
So this is something, you know, we're putting that one to bed. Somebody bought it and they're moving on with it. And we're starting chapter two.
This is more like chapter seven three. Or eight.
Well, you know, my son asked me the other day, he goes, what was TNT's? And that was my first business, TNT's boat cleaning business.
TNT.
Who was the other T?
It was TNT as in the explosive
boat cleaning business. It was a good friend of mine, Trish Lover. She's not with us anymore. But me and her were good friends back in the day here in South Haven when Huckleberry's was running.
Huckleberry's.
We had a boat cleaning business in the summertime.
I hear that's good money.
A side job. We did pretty good.
Some people say they pay $200 for somebody to come clean their boat.
I'm sure it's a sliding scale on size.
Yeah, I don't remember much other than we did it for a summer job, and it lasted maybe just the summer, but that was my first business.
It's good around here because you can jump in the water and you can clean the boats, where like in Florida, you might get
eaten. Well, there's so many boats here. It was kind of like everybody was looking for some, you know, looking to have their boats cleaned. I'm sure there's probably a boat cleaning business now.
Yeah, you probably could do that, Mason. That'd be a good business for you.
Well, maybe I need an EIN number and have employees do all the work, I'll just motor around in my dinghy and check up on them.
Exactly. Yeah, that's how you need.
All right, Tina, what do we have going on for any listings we need to talk about?
Well, I thought we'd talk a little bit about, active listings, which was the latest, was the one I had in Grand Junction, 53829 County Road 388, which is Phoenix. You go right straight through Grand Junction, and as you pass the little store there on your right, which is the only store in Grand Junction right now.
It used to be Unique Pick-A-Liquor, wasn't it?
Right, Unique Pick-A-Liquor closed up. That's
when
we sold.
Well, you're talking about the gas station.
That's right after. But yeah, just a little bit further is the gas station, and he's got the gas and convenience. Just past that is the 53829 County Road 388 in Grand Junction. Yeah. Four bedroom, two bath, huge 1,600 square foot home. Listed for $235,000.
This house, I think, is actually probably perfect for you, Mason, and Rooster. It's got the best garage ever.
Really?
Yes.
It's great for a car collector.
Is it pole barns or what?
No.
Well, on the side of the house, you have another 40 by 35 garage.
A little garage there. And then attached to the house, it's four car garage.
Four car garage.
Huge. And it's got the beautiful floor. I mean, you can eat off of it.
Yeah, the house is original inside, so you got this kind of like this farmette home that has the large three bedrooms with the landing, you know, the old landing as you come up the top of the stairs. And then the only bathroom is downstairs. Could you put a bathroom upstairs? Sure, I think you could. But there's one bathroom downstairs.
Yeah, and then just do bedpans.
Off of the garage, which is kind of like a party room, is what he uses it for. Off the side is a workshop and an additional bathroom shower. So there's actually two.
You can shower out in the garage, Mason. I mean, isn't that a dream right there?
There's some benefits to that.
Yeah.
And then on the side of the other, the east side of the home, is the original garage, which has like these two garages put together, a workshop and maybe a place where you could store some equipment. If you need to store another car, there's room for that because it's a one-car garage on one end and one car on the coming in from the west end.
And how much land do you get?
Well, it's actually almost a, it's just under a half-acre lot, almost a half-acre, because this is in the city village of Grand Junction. And you're getting a 0.4th of an acre, so that's just under a half an acre. It's on the corner of Van Buren and County Road 388. So if you're coming into Grand Junction, you have these little side roads. Van Buren is one of them. Yeah. And this home's right on the corner.
And, of course, if you're unfamiliar and are leaving South Haven, you can get on Phoenix Street and take it all the way there, because it really is Phoenix.
It is. County Road 388.
People don't remember those 388s and stuff.
Yeah.
It's I know Phoenix. I don't.
But if you look at the Grand Junction area, you know, we have some great inland lakes, which is the Silver and Saddle Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Those lakes out there are really popular, and hardly anything ever comes up on the market there. So this home is close to that. I mean, it's four bedrooms, could make a great rental for somebody. It could possibly be a short-term rental if you spruced it up a little bit, and then you got the four-car garage to maybe make that into a game room or something that could go good with the short-term rental. Of course, you know, when you get out of the...
An indoor pool.
When you get out of the city limits of South Haven, you don't have to buy a permit to do a short-term rental. So when you're in the village and on those inland lakes or anything like that, you don't need a short-term rental permit. It makes it a little bit more easier.
That goes for the township of South Haven too, once you're...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just the city limits of South Haven is where you need the permit.
That sounds like a wonderful little area if you can find places on that edge so you're still real close to town.
Yeah,
and you have to go through the BS of
well, we talked permits. About the prices in the city limits of South Haven. Those are still standing pretty strong at that 500 level and up. Even if you follow the lakeshore on Blue Star Highway heading towards Glen, it's the same way. There's just nothing out there much under 500. I did notice that there is one for 110. Those very seldom come up.
Yeah, far between there.
Yeah, those very seldom come up. And I did notice another one. Of course, this is just
I might have to have you talk about that after the break, because we got to take a break.
All right.
We'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Now you can see the award-winning documentary House of David, Life Everlasting, on Amazon Prime. The story of the House of David is steeped in mystery, intrigue, drama, and exceptionalism. The House of David, Life Everlasting documentary film takes you through the formation of the colony, its greatest achievements, the sex scandal, and where it is today. Search House of David, Life Everlasting on your Amazon app or go to hodfilm.com for the link.
Hey y'all, this here's Racing Mason Dixon, and I want to invite you to check out my new video series, Racing with Mason, on PowerTube TV. Every Monday night at 8:30 Eastern, a new episode is released. Watch the premiere and join in on the live chat. You'll find it at youtube.com/@WatchPowerTubeTV. Every episode is a new racing adventure. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe to the new PowerTube TV channel, and you'll be all set to go racing with Mason.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Of course, Mason Dixon's still here in the studio. And Mason, we're finally going to be able to have you take us out where Tina and I weren't that great the last couple of weeks.
I wasn't prepared. So Who's having me do the 1, 2, 3 count?
I was having her yet to say, howl at the moondog. And the first time, I started looking at her. She's like, you got to say it.
Yeah, that was Tina. Yeah.
You know, you do pre-record. It doesn't have to get it done on one take.
He was taking it on the one take.
You got a studio. You could have added
To go live.
No, because I think that it's much more authentic if we're not changing and fixing things. So, all right, Tina, you were talking about another
$110,000 is what I heard. Is that just for the land, or is there a building
there
on
there? No, there is a little house on that one.
For $110,000?
This other property that was a new one that came up as we were talking about Grand Junction, I wanted to talk about. This one is just a private lot. It's 15.9 acres, and a lot of people would be familiar with this one. It's as you're leaving... heading east, and you go past Grand Junk or past Lakota Road on County Road 388. We're on Phoenix, leaving South Haven, past Lakota, and you come around the curve, and there's a lot on your right. It's the Calhaven Trail runs along it. A 16-acre lot for $100,000. And
do you have to say who's listing that?
That one is listed by Rusty Gorder with Keller and Williams out of Kalamazoo. I actually showed that for a client of mine in the last couple of days. Of course, it didn't fit his needs, but I thought it was a very nice corner lot. Yeah.
Is it all wooded?
It's all wooded. Okay. You could easily probably do maybe 3, maybe 5 different slices there. If you were an investor looking for something to invest in, this would be a good one. So 16 acres, and the address is 2307 59th Street, Grand Junction. This is just, again, vacant lot, Grand Junction address listed by Rusty Gorder with Keller Williams.
All right.
Too bad that 4-car garage wasn't sitting on that 15.9 acres.
Well, the other one is very nice. This one's just, you know, vacant land. You could, if you're an investor, you could split it up or maybe you're looking for something for yourself. I mean, you don't see those 16-acre lots on the corner very often.
I want to know who owns that 1/10 of the acre. It's like, what can we negotiate there so I can get the full 16? Because why does somebody need 1/10 of an acre?
It looks like it's kind of an irregular lot, because as you're coming around that curve, as you notice, the Calhaven Trail cuts in there. So maybe the Calhaven Trail got 1/10 of an acre.
You could have
a big campground out there for them Ginger Man racers and give them like more opportunities to do stuff other than camping in the infield.
Yeah, that's possibly. For investors for South Haven, looking for land, though, or possibly building, because we talked about building is back in now, that I thought that was interesting. The other one that came up that was under that, you know, again, that $500,000 mark, this one was just a simple trailer, 9 acres, just about 9 acres, 212-58 M140 for $150,000. So, again, this one's, you know, on the outskirts of South Haven.
Is that down by the junkyard?
Is it 212-58 M140?
It's down past 3.
Where is there a junkyard on 140?
Yeah.
On the way to Culvert.
Oh, that's not a junkyard, is it?
Auto salvage yard.
Oh, all right. Oh, yeah, the one on the left?
That might be like farther. That might be closer to like 26.
He's closer to 24th. Yeah. He's closer to 24th. So this would be before that.
By 380.
So yeah, you're right in there, Mason. Okay. Good eye. $150,000. You know, but again, these are properties outside of the city limits. Under that, that one was listed by Eric Shaw with Century 21 out of Kalamazoo. Mm-hmm.
Kalamazoo, why are these guys getting Kalamazoo getting these listings?
Well, it just depends, you know, who you know. The seller could have a relative or something that's in real estate, and he wants his family to list it. So you never know.
Usually
when you're licensed
in
Michigan, you can actually list anywhere in the state of Michigan.
But usually people stay close.
But you
want to
stay close because you want to be able to keep an eye on that property. You want to be able to meet your buyers there.
Anytime.
Yeah, and it definitely makes it more convenient.
Kalamazoo's only an hour away. It ain't like they're across the state.
I know. Even that can be a little bit of... If you're co-agent with another realtor, or maybe you can throw out a referral to somebody who's more familiar with that area. In our Jakeway team, we do that a lot. And then that agent who's familiar with the area will list it and get it sold, and then you get a kickback from it.
All right. Well, you have about 1 minute here, Tina.
Wow. Already?
Flying
that went
by
so fast.
It does.
So you can reach me again at 269-759-1076. I'm always looking for new listings, or if you have any real estate questions or anything about the show we talked about, which was the EIN numbers. Again, you can reach me at tgoodrich@jakewayrealtors.com. You can find me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, listwithtina.net. And of course, I post on Let's Talk Real Estate.
Facebook. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you got that done quick. You got 20 seconds left.
Wow. That went by so quickly again. I'd like to talk about a little bit about that listing on 16th Avenue. I talked to my seller there. She said, Tina, have you got that sold yet? I said, no, I don't got it sold yet. That's the 2.6 acres on 16th Avenue, has public utilities out front. It's a wooded lot, some beautiful trees, and it has been owned for over 50 years.
And it's
the same
real
family.
Close to Bob's Processing, so you can always have quality meats.
I love Bob's.
Yes.
$85,000 for this lot, so if you're looking for something to build on in the South Haven Township with public utilities, that's the one.
Close
we're
to
looking
town,
for a
but
buyer.
Not too close.
Yeah,
it's
she said,
perfect,
Tina, get that sold.
All right.
Just bless her heart.
Sell
her.
It, Tina.
Okay.
Mason Dixon, take us out.
All right, y'all, thanks for listening to the show, and happy Mother's Day weekend to all your mothers out there. If you want to go back and listen to the show or any of the old ones, go back to moondogshow.com, and if you need any video needs, that's moondogpro.net. For your music needs, that's trussinbirdband.com, hodfilm.com for that House of David Life Everlasting documentary, and listwithtina.net. Of course, I want to thank our commercial sponsors and advertisers, including ufctreecare.com, Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, Gulata Imagery, Country House Furniture, The Blueberry Store, Pure Salon and Spa, and of course our favorite organizations, Drawing Children into Reading, their DCIR.org, and Senior Services of Van Buren County. Don't forget about me, I'm at RacingMason.com, and on the count of three, we're going to howl at the moon dog. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Howl at the moon dog.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show, subsidiary of Moondog Productions, can be found on the web at moondogshow.com. Copyright 2023.